The American drone that collided with a huge Air Force cargo plane was only 12 feet long. But look at the damage it caused. The collision forced the huge Air Force plane to make an emergency landing in Afghanistan. And it's raising questions about the safety of unmanned vehicles.
This is a very, very rare event.
Tim Owings works for the Army's Unmanned Aircraft Systems. He says they've flown more than a million hours in dirty, dangerous combat situations without an accident like this. The U.S. military has built a fleet of UAVs, and troops are coming home to become cops and firefighters with the expertise to operate them. They want to use that technology here. Unmanned aircraft could show firefighters how fast a blaze is moving and where. They could search for climbers stranded 9,000 feet up on a mountain.
By that, I mean you're no longer worried about the risk of a guy having to fly through a snowstorm. You use the unmanned system to go spot people and save lives.
But remember what a small drone did to a cargo plane? The thought of it hitting a commercial jet is scary.
That is really the heart and soul of the real issue now that faces our industry.
Paul McDuffie works for Insitute, an unmanned aircraft developer. He says the Federal Aviation Administration has to define the rules and regulations to integrate UAVs into American airspace.
Do you think the pace of the development caught the FAA by surprise?
Yes. No, I think it was their belief that this was simply an annoyance.
But there's an entire convention hall filled with new technology, from pocket-sized helicopters to aquatic vehicles that can submerge 1,000 meters for 9 months at a time.
They now realize this is a much bigger problem, and that UAS are in fact here to stay. They're going to have to wrestle with the issue.
Well, right now, the military is working on various systems to help these drones avoid collisions, starting with a ground-based radar system that would direct the drones away from other planes. For its part, Wolf, the FAA will start integrating some of the smaller drones first and then go on to the bigger planes. And the goal is to get a completely new air traffic network in place well before the year 2025.